Hey, beautiful. How are you? So, I hope you're not doing anything on the 24th of September because I am inviting you to come to Kabwe for the live recording of the 100th episode of the Africana Woman podcast. Yes, we are almost at a whole 100 episodes, and I honestly could not have got here without you. So I want you to be there. I want to see you. I want to hug you, to dance with you, sis. It's going to be epic, like epic. So to sign up to be one of the 100 celebrants, go to the show notes and find the link. I'm going to say it again. All roads lead to Kumushi Garden in Kabwe on 24th September for the live recording of the 100th episode of Africana Woman podcast. P.S. If you are not in the country, you can still participate. There's no excuse. We are all lighting it up. So you can send us a message, a voice note, a video, or even a question for your favorite guests. Go to the show notes to find out how to submit your contribution. Guys, see you at the party. Bye. In the Africana Woman community, we have a saying, which is know your roots, grow your purpose. And I have four questions for you.
Okay.
So the first question is, what are you rooted to?
I am actually very rooted to my family. And why I say it's my family is because I am who I am right now because of my family. Growing up as a child, you know, you emulate, you know, your mother, you know, will emulate a certain stance. And one thing I can tell you, my mother is a force to be reckoned with. There's nothing that she couldn't do, basically. And my dad as well. My mother is still alive. My dad passed on. They were both very good entrepreneurs, raising us, you know, to know that even if you have a job, you can still have a side hustle. You know, and they were both like that. And I really admired that about them.
The next question is, what are your favorite ways to nourish your mind, your body, and your soul?
My favorite way is reading. I'm a big advocate for reading. I know people, and you know, the funny thing is, I think if you try it, you know, you just have to get something that you are really interested in. Sit down, you know, and read. And when I say read, I mean read a book. Sometimes don't even just read stuff, you know, how to and, you know, stuff that, you know, has to do with whatever you do in your career. I'm just talking about just leisure reading, you know, leisure reading. Even in that leisure reading, there is so much you will learn, you know, from fiction books, so much. There's so much that you will learn and broaden your mind as well. It will broaden your perspective of how you see, you know, a lot of things. That's my motto anyway.
I love it. Okay, and then do you have a weakness that has now become a superpower?
My biggest weakness, I've always wanted to help people, like what I'm doing now. That was my biggest fear. I was very afraid because I always felt like me trying to express what, you know, I want to do in, you know, for other people was is not doable. And, you know, you need a lot of money and people need to believe in you. But you don't need all that. You don't need anybody to believe in you. You don't need to have a lot of money. Just do what you can do with what you have.
And the final question is, what do you know as a certainty?
Well, death is certain. So this is why, personally, I just feel that I have a mission that needs to be done. You know, where others, you know, leave a legacy of some kind. And it doesn't have to be anything big. But, you know, we are here for a purpose. And I truly believe the purpose is to help each other. It's not really about us. So that's what I believe.
Well, you're in good company because we call ourselves legacy builders at Africana Women. So I love that. That's a lovely way for us to round up.